we start a little bit embarrassing in the game, and we make some mistakes. It's part of the football too. It's a big mistake, but if you remember how we scored last game, first goal, it's something similar. Mm-hmm. What we offer opposite team today. It's big present for them after they scored a fantastic goal. And after this moment, we start the play the game where we connect with more quality, with we have a little bit more quality possession and connect with more offensive players. We start a bit dangerous. We start catch the control. We score the goals. So we have many chances. I understand this. It's football. It's game in two directions. If I waiting always for score three away game goals for win the games, it's different. It's difficult situation for us. We must do. Continue to try improve still, and that's it. This is it's many strange or interesting game for supporters. It's a bit happy end, but it's we must try improve this part of the game.
You've spoken a lot about control. There are about 4,000 stewards in this stadium that are all walking past us as we're trying to talk here, but we'll carry on. You've spoken a lot about control. Did you feel that even at 2-0 down that your team was in control of the way they were playing? And they certainly in that second half, they always seemed as if they felt that they were the better team.
It's important, don't lose control like what we are losing in the beginning of the game, and in the beginning of the second half too, because we start second half, and the first 5 minutes we was be lost in the field, and we give them another present more. It's this kind of this mistake we can pay very very expensive at the moment for our quality, for our mentality. We save fast, but we must improve definitely. Yeah, we can improve. It's our obligation. If we want to be serious team, we must improve some things in our game.
How pleased were you though with the combination of your two strikers today? All three goals they created and obviously scored themselves.
Very good. All the people ask me about Matti, because Matti don't participate last game. They scored today twice, but I am thinking how he is working really, and he is working very very hard. He helped us without the ball. He fight all the ball. I am happy with this thing. He must be happy with his participation and his performance and his two goals. I stay with how he be part of the team. Definitely, I have four quality strikers, and I can make big mistakes. It's important they understand and they continued fighting and working for the team like Vidra. It's like Vidra and Troy doing today, and Fernando and Igalo in games before. That's it. I now in this part of the season where we have many games, I'm gonna depend on. Oh, this team depends on the squad, not only of the 11 players. In 3 days we're gonna have a new game, and it's probably I must use some different players what I used today.
When you get back in and see the other results today, do you take any look at that? That obviously you've closed the gap on the top teams, or is it again just now you focus on Tuesday and you go look at winning the next game?
I am focusing on about next game, because it's true. This Saturday is many good news for us for another stadiums, but the situation don't depend on us. Only what I can doing is try working with my team and try prepare full on game, what is more important for us. Many people ask me about if I thinking about promotion. I am thinking about football, and all of us have some dreams, but it's not time for sleeping now. It's time for working hard.